All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back, guys, with more Pale Carnations. So let's go ahead and get started. Awesome. Your go, Felicia. Let's see. Three is me. Take a drink. Really? Another boring draw. With a sigh, Felicia quickly downed her punishment. I'm up. Please, 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 please don't let me have to drink. Spin the bottle. Whoever it lands on, you either both have to take a shot or kiss. Heck yeah! Alright, here I go. Oh, the bottle finally crawled to a stop on me. Guess we have to kiss, huh? That is, if you want to. Who the hell wouldn't want to? Mina is easily one of the most attractive girls I've ever met. On the flip side, I guess it would be kind of weird to kiss Ian's girl in front of him. I could turn her down, but I might risk hurting her feelings. I could also use my get-out-of-jail-free card and have her kiss someone else. In that case, she'd probably appreciate it if I picked Ian, but there is always Felicia. Kiss her? Have her kiss Ian. Have her kiss Felicia. I know what I'm fitting to pick. Let's not make this weird, for me at least. Yeah, I'm gonna use my get out of jail free card. Huh? You're making it sound like kissing me is a punish. And hand it off to Felicia. Hell yeah! Really? I've never kissed a girl before. It's not much different than kissing a guy, just a little more lip balmy. Okay, if you say so. I'll take the lead, okay? This is what we waited for, folks. Mina was clearly flustered by this turn of events. All she could do was silently nod in assent. Is that strawberries? You gotta tell me what shampoo you used after this. Oh, this is hot. This is getting spicy. Felicia wasted no time in assaulting Mina's mouth, her tongue forcefully finding its way past her pursed lips and into the warm valley beyond. Oh yeah. It wasn't long before Mina surrendered to Felicia's forceful ministrations as the golden beauty crept her hand up and gently massaged the model's breast. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yes, sir. It was quickly evolving into more than a convincing kiss. In fact, it was going well beyond. Felicia's hand suddenly turned down to Mina's cloth panties. Mina had completely forgotten herself by this point. If Felicia wanted to take it any further, I doubt she'd have faced any resistance. Fortunately for her, Felicia's ferocious attack gradually abated into a tender kiss. That was way, way too far. Really? I'm sure the boys didn't have any complaints. Holy shit, that was fucking hot. Well played, you horn dog. I think I made the best choice, guys.
What about you?
Don't give me too much credit. I wasn't expecting that. Alrighty. King, that means... Oh no, you're gonna have us do something perverted, right? Come on, why would you come to that conclusion? Who are you trying to fool? Come on, get on with it. All three of you have to jump in the pool. Clothed? I don't have a change of clothes. You can do it nude if you want. I'll leave that part up to you. Well, there's no way I'm spending the night in wet jeans. Jump into the pool with just your underwear on. No way I'm walking home in soggy underwear. Take it all off. Cause I'm free. Free ballin'. Oh, fuck it. No one will remember this in the morning anyway. Wordlessly, I began undoing my pants, underwear, and all. Nice dick. See? Now that's a fucking compliment. How many men watching this want a woman to just say, wow, nice dick? Probably men falling over themselves. Say, yeah, Grim, that's what I want a woman to say. You just go ahead and pull it down and be like, damn. You sure wasted no time whipping your cock out. Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me. Geronimo! It's your girl's turn, might I suggest, following Grimm's example? Fat chance, you perv. Besides, this might help me sober up. I hate being drunk! Hey, wait for me! Yes, the water feels so good, Ian. Why don't you join us? That didn't sober you up, did it? Mm-mm. No. Come on out of there and dry off. I don't want you catching a cold. Fine. Why did you change it to a towel exactly? You didn't even jump into the pool. What? Can't a man get comfortable in his own house? Besides, there's never a bad time to air out the boys. He's right. Right. Okay, it was my turn, right? A 9. What was that again? Push-ups, right? Yep, do 20 or take a sip for every rep you fail to do. Well, that is interesting. Doing push-ups in the dead of night, drunk, doesn't sound very fun. But I guess I have no choice unless I want to drink. Looking good, bro. Alright, good form on the push-up. Here I go. There's 1. There's 2. Always try to put your nose to the ground as much as you can. 3. 17. Ah, it's gonna get hard. That's it. Any more and I think I'll chuck. That's 3 sips. Right. To your health. Salud, as we would say. Okay. Back to me. We used to do that when I was drinking with some friends. We'd always do salute, you know, we always do, you know, which means a good health. That's literally what it means. Okay, back to me. You and Mina must take a drink. Aww. Man, I'm not feeling too swift. I think I'm about tapped out. That's the suicide glass. Ooh, I like it. Frick! I just had to say that, didn't I? You know, we can just skip that one. No, I'm a team player. You're gonna be so drunk you won't know your name is Mina tomorrow. I don't think that's a... Don't ever let it be said, I bitch out. Famous last words. Glug, glug, glug. Don't do it. Oh my god. Everything will start spinning. You're gonna feel like you're in a Pink Floyd video. Uh-oh. No, you better grab her. She's gonna go down like... It's funny how I know this shit because I've been here and done this. And sometimes I was the guy they had to grab. Because, you know... Little metabolism. Oh, I can do it. I'm He-Man. Oh, no, you're not. Grab that man before he comes down like... I think we should call it a night. What do you say? What? Why? I can still go. I know you can, but it's more like we can't keep up with you. So how about we say you win and I'll tuck you in for the night? Yeah, that has had to happen too. It's like, I know, you're going to bed, and the rest of us are going to keep on drinking. Because that's what we did. That sounds nice. Apologies for the abrupt ending. You two are obviously free to spend the night if you'd like. It's already 2 a.m.
Yep, that's about that time.
I've got a final in 11 hours. Walking home drunk doesn't sound fun, and if I wait until morning, I guess I can get Ian to drive me back to my apartment so I don't have to waste money on a cab.
Thanks, I think I'll do that.
See you in the morning, then. Help yourself to anything in the fridge. So, with zero subtlety, Felicia leaned into me, pushing her pert mounds firmly into the naked flesh of my arm. Mate, you got this beautiful girl. You got one life. Just don't get her pregnant, and you'll be good. It's just you and me, stud. You spending the night, too? No, I should get going soon, but before I leave. Between the alcohol and you staring at my tits all night, I'm feeling a little fired up. What do you say we have some fun before I go? Well, this is gonna be... Yes! I would have thought the growing stiffness in my crotch as Felicia ran the palm of her hand down its length would have answered her question. What do you think?
I think I'm gonna have to see for myself.
I'll take that as an emphatic yes. Oh, this video just became not safe for work! Felicia gave the tip of my glands an exploratory lick. How does that feel?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna need you to do that again.
I gotta see, you know, the first time. This time, she gave the crown of my cock a quick, teasing kiss. You want me to suck your huge cock, is that it?
What, you...
You didn't even have to ask! What do you think?
I want to hear you say it.
Ooh, okay, she's one of those. I would love if you wrapped those plush, gorgeous lips around my dick and sucked my cock.
What a way with words, it'd be my pleasure, stud.
Okay. Where she had previously relished in teasing me, Felicia had fully switched gears now. She took me in her mouth without hesitation, fully enveloping my entire length in one quick motion.
Good Lord, it's a whole sausage.
For a few seconds, she held it there at the base like the personal flourish of an artist.
Really? Okay, personal flourish of an artist. We're really getting flowery, aren't we, with the damn prose here?
Before she commenced bobbing her head up and down in rapid, violent succession. I feel like I gotta read this with a sharp British accent. To call it a blowjob or even a face fucking would be inadequate. No, instead of crudely allowing me to hammer away at her throat, she was in full control of her technique.
Every pass, she flicked her tongue across the underside of my glands before attentively twisting it down my length in full. It was like she was making sure not a single inch of my dick was deprived of her artful touch. Suddenly, as she reached the zenith of her practiced motions, she allowed her mouth to slip off the head of my cock and exposed it to the cool summer air. The sudden shift wasn't wholly unpleasant, but before I could even begin to miss the warmth of her mouth, she replaced it with a different kind of friction.
Tell me that wasn't the best dick-sucking you've ever experienced.
Considering she's in the driver's seat here, who am I to disagree with the lady?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. Just what I love hearing.
I thought I'd bring you a pillow and blanket, but damn! You guys didn't waste any time.
Thanks to Killian's sudden appearance, Felicia had stopped what she was doing and turned her focus on Ian.
Damn it.
How's Mina? Felicia was seemingly unperturbed by Killian's interjection and carried on as if getting caught with a dick in your hand was business as usual.
Well, maybe she's used to it.
There's also a ring. Folks, is that a wedding ring? I still don't know which hand that goes on. Right there, she's got a wedding ring, if you see it. I think that's a wedding ring.
Oh, she's married.
Well, some man's not going to be happy. Or maybe he doesn't care. She went out like a light once I put her to bed.
Ahem.
No. Would you mind giving us a little privacy? Sure, but if you want privacy, maybe don't start getting your dick sucked in someone else's living room, eh? Kidding. I get it. I'm killing the mood. I'll leave these here. You two have fun. Well, well, well. Without missing a beat, and with her libido seemingly unhampered by the intrusion, Felicia turned her attention back towards me. Now, where were we? You were boasting about the best blowjob I've ever had, but this is my opportunity to take a more active role. What are you doing? I may not be as skilled as you, but it'd be rude to not try to return the favor. Surprisingly, Felicia's face went flush with what I assumed to be embarrassment. That's fresh. Considering her cocksure attitude, who would have thought wanting to eat her out would make the whore blush? You don't have to do that. Most guys... Without leaving any room for debate, I firmly told her my honest desires. I want to. Let me see what happens if you tell her to shut up. Shut the hell up, slut. You had your fun teasing me. Now it's only fair I get to try my hand at pleasuring you. Oh, okay. Finally, that slight piece of cloth that had been teasing me all night was gone. And with it, Felicia seemed to shrink from a dynamo force of nature to just a vulnerable woman awaiting her partner's move. Shit, I suppose I should be more appreciative to Ian. I'd never have had the chance to make it with a stunning woman like Felicia if it wasn't for him. You hear this all the time, I bet, but you're beautiful, Felicia. Just shut up and get the fuck down there, stud. Done with the talking, I lifted Felicia's long, gorgeous legs and brought my face close to her pelvis. I started by rolling my tongue over her clit, drawing from Felicia a small murmur of pleasure, and lathering it up generously with saliva until it rolled down the mix with her own juices. Satisfied she was ready for it, my tongue found its way into Felicia's depths, stretching deep and wide, lashing against her inner walls. Shit! You said you weren't good at this. Ha. Oh, she's really enjoying it, folks. I'm not going to sound it out. That's... Those small murmurs of pleasure eventually crescended into more enthusiastic, affirming demands to continue. Fuck! Don't stop! I had managed to break the floodgates, as Felicia was by this time positively flowing with juices that I lapped up with every pass. Felicia's breath had quickened to panting by this point, and though I couldn't see it, the thought of her pert golden breasts rising and falling in response to my efforts had me wanting to explode. Slick, slop, yes, yes. Meanwhile, Felicia was working in tandem with my probing, desperately extending her pelvis more and more to get my tongue to reach even greater depths. If she wants me to go deeper, I can go deeper. Ah! Oh! Putting a momentary stop to the fun and taking the chance to catch my breath, I grabbed hold of Felicia's ankles and threw her legs in the air. I'm going to taste every inch of your cunt, slut. It was a stupid claim, the kind of nonsensical shit you say in the throes of passion, but part of me actually wanted to try. Slick, slup. That's all he seems to be doing is slicking and slupping. This new angle gave me access to all kinds of new ways to probe and torment Felicia's inner depths. Shit, shit, shit! Slick, slop. And she seemed to have taken to it as well. Slick, slop. You dumb bastard, you... Ah, you! If not for the full body quake, as I could see she was getting close as her explicatives became decreasingly verbose. I'm... She's there, guys. Huff. Huff. For a while, the room was a simple mixture of our labored breathing, with me content in the knowledge that I was able to bring a vivacious woman like Felicia to orgasm. Okay. I'm on top of the fucking world. There's still one matter, though. I'm hard as fuck and ready to pop. I needed to come, like, yesterday. Felicia, while still insensate, that's an interesting little word, and a puddle of post-orgasm bliss would doubtlessly be receptive to me finishing what she originally started. I'm going to. Take care of it yourself and come on her face.
Deep in the throat. You ever seen deep throat before, baby?
No. This started with a blowjob. It's going to end with a blowjob. Huh? I know you still haven't come, but my body is like butter, stud. I don't know what good it'll be. I don't know what good I'll be. Oh, don't worry. You don't need to be very active. Just relax your jaw, and I'll do all the work.
You're gonna use me like a toy?
Like the sound of that. With Felicia on the same page, seemingly eager to act as a toy to stake my lust, I knew I didn't have to show restraint. Which was perfect. I hadn't planned to. Felicia's welcoming maw readily accepted the length of my member, my cock easily gliding past her tongue until it hit a roadblock, the back of her throat. As I'd learned previously, Felicia had no gag reflex to speak of, but the sudden knocking did cause her to tense up and slightly sputter uncomfortably. As long as she doesn't bite down on it, you're good. In response, I let a few peaceful moments pass, my cock sheathed in the warm embrace of her mouth, allowing her to adjust to my length. Tilting her head back to get a good angle of attack, I rolled my hips back and commenced my assault. Rather than try to expel the foreign object, Felicia's throat took the sudden intrusion effortlessly, pliantly conforming to the size and shape. Fuck, this feels amazing. Slap, slap, gah. Every pass brought my member from Felicia's mouth to the depths of her throat and back again, creating a symphony of protracted wet noises as my dick slid past her tongue and my balls battered against her chin. Having the golden beauty submissively letting me abuse her mouth hole to my heart's content elicited something primal in me. God, I love this writing! A feeling of bile was building up in the pit of my stomach. I wanted to thoroughly ruin Felicia. I wanted to leave her gasping and clawing for air. Spurred on by these thoughts, I doubled my efforts, transforming my measured thrusts into a full-on rut. Felicia's hands pawed at my backside in surprise at the sudden change in tempo. Gug, gug, gug. But rather than panic, she quickly adapted to the frenzied pace, doing her best to suck in gasping breaths of air on my up-thrusts. Gug, slap, slap. Ah! As my orgasm built, so did my urge to lay down a little dirty talk.
You fucking cunt! Gug, gug, gug. To be this good at taking a dick. You've let every guy fuck your vapid whore face, don't you?
Finally, that familiar feeling of near impending orgasm was reaching its peak. With abandon. As if I could get her mouth pregnant, I instinctively lurched my hips forward as deep as they'd go, pressing my crotch hard against Felicia's nose and her head deep into the couch. I reached my climax. Take it, you bitch! Planted firmly in the confines of Felicia's throat, I deposited rope after rope straight down her throat. Meanwhile, Felicia was doing her best to suck up everything I had to give her, but to no avail. She clearly wasn't an Electrolux vacuum, which I actually remember using. One of the worst vacuums I think I'd ever seen and used in my life. Some spilled out around the edge of her mouth, mixing with saliva and forming spittle around the base of my cock. Plop! After some gentle rocking to wring out the last drops of cum from my urethra, I lazily withdrew my penis with a loud plop. The gorgeous woman before me had turned into a mess. Cum dripped from the recess, blah, blah, blah. Let's try that one again, guys. Cum dripped out from the recesses of her mouth. Her carefully applied makeup ruined, gulping down air like a fish out of water. Her eyes couldn't quite seem to keep focus on anything. You okay, Felicia?
Yeah. Holy shit, you gave it to me good. You are an absolute beast. I didn't take it too far, did I? No, that's just the way I like it, stud. But give me a minute to catch my breath, yeah?
Felicia and I sat there in silence for a while as she regained her composure. After enough time had passed, she cleaned up and I saw her off. Thanks for showing a girl a good time, lover. After all that, I should be the one thanking you. Maybe I'll see you again? I'd like that. And see you around, stud. With that, Felicia left me alone, and the radiant warmth of her presence was quickly replaced by the sole drone of the open city air and a heavy tiredness beckoning me to sleep. Same with me. I'm gonna regret all this drinking in the morning, but damn if it wasn't worth it. Well, that was amazing. All right, guys, and it's the next day. That means I'm done with this one for this week as well, guys. Gotta get some rest. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Had my sleep messed up. You know how it can be. But I was surprisingly active, and I really enjoyed this, and I hope you guys did too. So don't worry. We got more Pale Carnations. Just stay tuned, guys. And don't forget, you can support Pale Carnations on Patreon or get it on itch.io. I'm out. Later.